Well, in our last session, we looked at how God came to earth as Jesus. The director stepped onto the stage in our six-act play. And so today we look at the last two acts of the six-act play. I'm going to skip an act and go to Act 6. So we know how this story ends. God has given us an indication of what the ending looks like. And people like to argue about this. It's one of the nitty-gritty details that I said we were going to avoid in this course, is what the end is really like, because people love to argue and speculate. It's written in very poetic, challenging language in the Bible. No matter how one reads it, the bottom line is that good wins and evil loses. That God's plan for the world, his script, becomes life for us once again, here on earth, as it has always been for God. The world is once again the way it was intended to be. Act 6, the end, looks suspiciously like Act 1, the world that God created, with people and God living together in close personal relationship. This is what we're meant for. It's what we were created for and lost, but it's where the world is headed once again. Which means we are meant for something other than what we're experiencing today. God has plans to restore us to a right relationship with Him, to what we are made for. Not just us, but all of creation. God has plans to bring that into a right relationship with Him as well, to restore creation back to the way He intended it, without that sickness, death, famine, war, and all these terrible things that rebel against God's good plan for our world. He intends to restore us to the world as He intended it. And again, you're probably saying to me, but that's not the world I live in. Neither do I. Creation isn't yet perfected, and neither are we. But that's where Act 5 comes in. Because that's the act that we are in. Imagine if you discovered a play that you were positive was written by Shakespeare. You went to Stratford, you dug a hole, and you found a script that he wrote years ago that nobody had ever seen before. Imagine if you discovered it and there was an act missing. You had Acts 1 through 4 and you were missing Act 5 and you had Act 6. You knew how the story began, you know how it ends, you don't know what goes in between. How would you figure it out? Well, one person has suggested that what you would do is you would get together all the best Shakespearean actors, and you'd give them the script. You'd say, here are Acts 1 through 4. Here's the role you're going to play. I want you to read Acts 1 through 4 and Act 6. And I want you to just become those characters. Like any good actor, I want you to take that role upon yourself. Be that person. Don't pretend you're that person. Just be that person. Get that into the story. So imagine they did that. They read Acts 1 through 4 and they learn their lines and they become that person. And they do the same with Act 6. And then you set them loose on the stage one day with an audience in front of them. It's opening night and you say, go to it. And so they go through Acts 1, 2, 3, 4 as they know it. And then they know where the story has to end with Act 6. And so they begin to improvise in a way that makes sense of all that's happened and makes sure it has the happy ending that's already written. That's what God is inviting us to do with His story. We've heard Acts 1 through 4. We're going to explore them in this course, what God has already done. And we know that God has a good plan, that this story ends well. Now He's inviting us to be part of that happy ending. He's inviting us to stay on stage with Him, improvising in a way that makes sense of all He's done and makes sure it has the ending He's planned. There's an incredible opportunity there that God actually wants us to be part of His plan for the world. He hasn't given up on us. Rather, He's inviting us to work with Him. He doesn't just want us to be passive recipients of something He's going to do. He wants us to actually be part of the plan. And it's not futile. It's not impossible for us anymore because Act 4 has already happened, where God stepped onto the stage, meaning this story would inevitably end with Act 6. All right, well, that is the Christian story. That's the six-act play. in detail anyway. Now I'll give it to you in one paragraph. God created the world for us to know Him and be known by Him. We said no thanks. God has been trying to reconnect with us ever since, giving us ways to do that, and we haven't been able to. And so instead, God came to us. And He's inviting us to work with Him now, to improvise with Him in a way that gives this story the happy ending that He's planned. That's the story of the universe in one paragraph. The entire history, there you have it. And our question for you today is, what parts of the Christian story give you hope? What parts of the story do you want to know more about? Maybe they confuse you. Maybe you just want to know more. Maybe you disagree.